Wow is all I have to say to all of those of you reaching out to me on buildthewellnessbusinessyouwant.com contact form, welcoming more countries who reached out to say a quick hello: Dubai, Leipzig, Saxony, Germany, or Deutschland, Green Slopes, Queensland. I love looking up on the map to see where you're from. If you're up for sending me a photo using the contact page, I'd love it. Connecting with all of you is my goal. I also love the notes and how you're putting the things that you learn here into practice. It's fantastic that you're taking the actions so you can be getting out there, and I am totally appreciative of the time you take to let me know. Today, we're all about eliminating Confidence Killer 2, and I can't wait to hear your feedback on it.
Build the wellness business you want now, while your clients attain the wellness they want guaranteed. You already have what it takes. You just need to know how to use it. Build the Wellness Business You Want host Mo Orlovsky was in the wellness business for more than 3 decades before founding Build the Wellness Business You Want website, the web hub for wellness professionals like yourself. Mo is dedicated to sharing the tools you need to build the wellness business you want because she knows you already have what it takes. You just need to know how to use it. Build the wellness business you want starts now.
Confidence killer number 2. The newest study says... That's it. The newest study says comes into play every time you turn around. I was a bit surprised when this surfaced with practitioners in the Integrated Wellness Education Foundation curriculum. What do I do when someone asks me to back up my information? Was the question I heard. What studies do you have that I can prove what I'm saying is right? Well, my response was, and always has been, studies come and go and often circle around every decade or so. They even make a 360 if you stay in the field long enough. Look at smoking, fat, cholesterol. How about the newest? Moms are now allowed to eat during labor. Really? Look, I'm not going to get sidetracked. So, studies are pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to an effective tool in helping a client. The absolute best way for you to address a client's concern is helping them understand their body. Because the only way for a client to know what is best for their body is to know their body. That was the impetus for the Integrated Wellness Education Foundation course, Finding Point A, which now, after adding these additional courses, is the fourth of the courses in the IWE curriculum. The fact that the studies come and go, and even circle around in a 360, came to me in retrospect after I had some confidence developed as I remained in the business for so long. My initial change of how unimpactful studies were for my clients came decades ago when I realized a simple medicated cream that worked for my husband, who experienced clots due to the genetic predisposition that he has. And this medicated cream easily helped him to eliminate the clots for years. Now, when he first moved here and was experiencing a clot, we, of course, went to the doctors, and the doctor here said, "Here's your prescription." And my husband said, "No, I was just looking for the cream." And the doctor looked at him and said, "There is no such cream." And of course, the doctor then listened as we explained there was, and it had a name, and that he had used it for years very effectively. He then recanted and said, "Oh, well, it doesn't exist here. As a matter of fact, he probably highly doubts it even worked, because if it did, we would have it versus the oral medication." Oh boy. Well, the fact was that the oral medication had side effects my husband wasn't interested in being exposed to, so we decided to have the medication cream mailed over. And each year, if we're living here, we would get the prescription filled while we were visiting there to take it with us and not have to deal with it. But it was then where I was like, so different research shows something is more effective. There are different ways to handle it. I was intrigued. I was so intrigued that the next time we lived there for a while, I began looking at the differences of popular medications which one were used, where they were used, how they were used, what the study said that they used. Here's a great one. A study done in Norway a few years ago looked at the issue of cholesterol and blood pressure targets in more detail. Using guidelines developed by the European Society of Cardiology, they established that by the age of 50, over 95% of the people would have cholesterol level or blood pressure level considered high enough to require drug treatment. This is despite the fact that the Norwegians are amongst the healthiest and longest lived people on the planet. You can find one to prove any point you'd like to make. So I'm not a fan of the newest study says. But we're going to move to addressing the tricky truth that you live day to day with as an integrative wellness educator. The tricky truth is the newest study says is going to bombard your clients.
That's almost one after another. Take an aspirin a day or don't take it. Eat eggs, don't eat eggs.
Every day, new health recommendations. So which studies are legitimate and which ones are bogus? News Channel 9's Rachel Polansky takes a closer look tonight.
Now, a new study throws this notion into question.
We begin with a health alert, a new study revealing. A new British study finds people who sleep too much or too little.
A new study says that advice couldn't have been more wrong.
It's something you see almost every night on the news. A study comes out and it's the opposite of what you've been told.
It's very confusing.
Why?
Well, one day they tell you one thing, next day they tell you something else.
The latest example came just last week. A new study said the best way to prevent your child from developing peanut allergies is to give them peanut products when they're babies. The old advice was to wait until they were three. And remember the days when fat was to be cut out of your diet? Now the villain is sugar. And eggs, once linked to high cholesterol, are now okay. So what should you believe?
When you look at studies done, especially in different countries or in different groups of individuals, you need to look at the whole picture. Is it representative of the general population throughout the world, or is it really specific to a group that were being studied?
Dr. Robert Draker says one size does not fit all. And in the case of the peanuts, he disagrees with the new study. And he says he will continue to tell parents not to give children peanuts until they turn three.
Unless there is clear-cut benefit, not just to patients, but to the community, I really take it in a very conservative way. That means I really need to assess it, get all the information I can, and to see how things change.
Things change because technology is constantly improving, science is evolving, and researchers are always learning new information.
I was allowed 2 eggs a week. Now I can go have 4. But I like eggs.
So sometimes it's for the best.
Right.
And maybe the people who cut fat out of their diets in the 1990s are feeling the same way. Now we know, of course, there are good fats. The bottom line is talk to your doctor and don't, on your own, take any recommendation to the extreme. Reporting in studio tonight, I'm Rachel Polansky, News Channel 9.
The reality is your client, will approach you in their wellness education sessions, seminars, classes, where you're introducing yourself, wherever you are. There's going to be fat, there's meat, there's arsenic and rice, there's cholesterol, there's milk, there's gluten, there's eggs, there's raw, there's paleo, there's Mediterranean, coffee, no coffee, acid reflux, organic, grass-fed, take a baby aspirin, don't, use fish oil, don't, and. This confidence killer number 2, the newest study says, can give you the feeling of being a deer caught in headlights. How can you possibly explain the contradicting philosophy that in the time you have and not take away from what you came to do? Well, you need to address this confidence killer head on. New practitioners ask me all the time for the ammunition, the studies they can turn to, the ones they can hand out to bolster their position. The problem is, on this one issue alone, I could spend all day doing that, and the result will not help my client in the least, because just moments later, a new study will show. As it is, clients go from one specialist to another. They all have their own studies they depend on that they focus on. They contradict each other. It depends who the person ends up believing the most. It would be most helpful for them to be able to decipher who can help them the most if they know their body. Look, it happened to me over and over in my 20s. Each fetal death that I experienced had my head spinning because I would follow one specialist's advice. His statistics showed the next I should be doing something completely different. And the next. I mean, it was a 10-year nightmare. When I was in tears a decade into this, I just quit. No one was looking at me. No one knew a thing about me. Those studies never helped me. And it wasn't until I understood self-care that I could make sense out of my past. Therefore, my ammunition, understanding the best way to help my client, is to help them understand self-care. That is what their wellness is dependent on. But just because I'm comfortable through my personal experiences and my decades of exposure to this phenomenon does not mean it helps you, the new practitioner. Nor can my experience and opinion help you from derailing your message in the moment you feel challenged. When I think back, when I was beginning, I start thinking, yeah, okay, I remember and relate to how uncomfortable you may be feeling, thinking you can't explain each and every new study and its opposing stance, and feeling that you should. So to help you out of this confidence killer, out of the deer in headlights, I'm going to give you the tools so you can pick what works for you and you can decide how you address it head on. Look, the reality is you cannot possibly have knowledge of every study. I told you, I spent way too much time reading, highlighting, having talking points ready, and teaching my clients how to spot whether a study had any relevance to them. I provided them with books or other studies. But I recognized this was holding me back, way back. Each time I matched a study for a client, the client amazingly came back with the next and the next. And I remember thinking about some of my clients, why are they working with me? Of course, like everything else I do, I wanted to know, so I addressed it head on. At one point, I asked the client, what does our time together discussing these studies that have nothing to do with you help you? And you know what the answer was? This is kind of a quote that I heard a lot. Oh, so I can defend my coming to you to my family. Wow. I knew there had to be a more efficient way, one that would have my client so comfortable others' comments would not be a part of their issue anymore. That is when I spent an exorbitant amount of time drilling down how wellness works. I wanted to make it so hands-on that studies would not even come to my client's radar, and they could outline for others and themselves why they are making the changes and how they're choosing the changes they are making. That is where the three core concepts, the three cellular core concepts, came from. They were tools that got my clients to the other side of the newest study said. Understanding the cellular essentials and how to incorporate them was the key they had been searching for. And that is a fantastic tool in the iWe.co Curriculum Foundation Course 3, Finding Point A, that you can look forward to. It is how I got bigger results for my client and then for my business, because at that point I had no additional slots open. Their families and friends wanted the success the client was having. It really ramped up the entire business. So what is an integrative wellness educator to do to address this confidence killer number two head on? We embrace it. We say the newest study shows is a constant in the integrative wellness field. And for every study that there is, with a little digging, you'll find another which will posit the opposite conclusion.
Out of academia, out with companies and schools, the very first thing they said to never do is to start your talk with a graph. The very first thing I wanted to do is start my talk with a graph. This graph looks boring, but this graph is the reason that I get excited and wake up every morning. And this graph doesn't even mean anything. It's fake data. What we found is... if I got this data back studying you here in the room, I would be thrilled, because there's very clearly a trend that's going on there, and that means that I can get published, which is all that really matters. The fact that there's one weird red dot that's up above the curve, there's one weird in the room, you know who you are, I saw you earlier. That's no problem. That's no problem, as most of you know, because I can just delete that dot. I can delete that dot because that's clearly a measurement error, and we know that's a measurement error because it's messing up my data. So one of the very first things that we teach people in economics and statistics and business and psychology courses is how, in a statistically valid way, do we eliminate the weirdos? How do we eliminate the outliers? So that we can find the line of best fit, which is fantastic if I'm trying to find out how many Advil the average person should be taking, too. But if I'm interested in potential, if I'm interested in your potential or for happiness or productivity or energy or creativity, what we're doing is we're creating the cult of the average with science.
And for every study there's a big possibility that the headline alone creates a focus that's totally different than what the study intended. Here's a quick example. Unregulated supplements send thousands to the hospital each year. Let's just pop into a few passages in this article. At least 23,000 emergency room visits in the U.S. each year can be traced to dietary supplements, according to the first major study of adverse outcomes from products often marked as healthy and active. Now let's pop over here. The huge and hugely popular dietary supplement industry is largely unregulated. This study is the most important research that's been published on supplements in the last 20 years. How about this one? Still the same article. Now that we have the data, it should be a game changer, calling on the Food and Drug Administration and Congress to step up regulation of dietary supplements. The belief is that they're entirely safe, but now the science says they're not. Is that what the science said? Let's take a look. Here's the study. I'll link the full wording of the study later, but basically I'm going to give you the background. We're going to pop through some of the items of what the study was about and what it actually said. So the dietary supplements, such as herbal or complementary nutritional product and micronutrients, which are vitamins and minerals, commonly used in the U.S., yet national data on adverse effects are limited. So the methods part, they used surveillance data from 63 emergency departments for the adverse events related to dietary supplements. Let's move to the results to see if they concur with the inflammatory response of the previous article. After the exclusion of unsupervised ingestions of dietary supplements by children and weight loss and energy, those were typically the ones that had the adverse events. And then among adults 65 or older, they experienced choking. What was the conclusion? An estimated 23,000 emergency department visits in the U.S. every year are attributed to adverse events related to dietary supplements. They commonly involve cardiovascular manifestations from weight loss or energy products among young adults, and swallowing problems often associated with micronutrients among older adults. So what I'm learning is that we can reduce a large part of emergency visits by encouraging our clients to not use weight loss and energy products as they cause adverse cardiovascular complaints. I'm learning that the size of the supplement should be taken into consideration for adults over 65 to avoid the choking on the supplement. And I'm learning to be even more vigilant about not having supplements that are within reach of children as they may take them when they're unsupervised. What did we learn from the study that is possibly helpful for my client? This study and its inflammatory proclamation that we have the data and it should be a game changer and dietary supplements aren't safe, science says that they're not. Once I took it apart with my client, the client was like, why did they say supplements are sending people to the ER? This is not helpful. Here's when I used the opportunity to then show my client another study saying, look, if we're looking to reduce ER visits, supplements are probably on the lower end of the issue. We should address something like this, adverse drug events in children. Now, this is just children. An estimated 71,000 children 18 years or younger are seen in emergency departments each year because of unintentional medication poisoning. Over 80% were because of unsupervised child found and consumed the medication. Children less than 5 years old are twice as likely as older children to be taken to the emergency department for an adverse drug event, and one out of every 182-year-olds visit an emergency department for a medication poisoning annually. So should we be proclaiming that this is a game changer to prescription drug? And what about the fact that this study shows that the micronutrients are missing in at least half of the children worldwide, 6 months to 5 years, and that these deficiencies globally affect more than 2 billion people. So what am I trying to do here? I'm taking the opportunity to show my client that we can spend all day, all week, all year, tit for tat over studies, and it has no bearing on whether or not the client should or should not use a supplement and how. We can do the same for fat, eggs, cholesterol, statins, the entire gamut. I remember that I made a mental shift of always being ready to defend my suggestions with studies. When I read this article about Marilyn Vosavant, who gave us the statistics quote, and understood that she was identified as one of the world's smartest women, and yet she, even as a prodigy, did not stay out of the line of fire. Though her answer was correct, she received over 10,000 letters from many noted scholars and PhDs informing her that she was a harebrained idiot. And that fury was provoked over a game show question What would make me think that if I spent more time collecting even more studies, I could go round and round about statins, about cholesterol, about low fat? I mean, even if these people took the studies home, it wouldn't be their study or their resource. I didn't make headway with a lot of people for 3 decades, but if I let that hold me back, again, I wouldn't be here. And you know what? The newest study is now showing, whoops, we do need fat. Statins probably aren't the best thing for everybody to take. And you know what? I haven't heard from many of those practitioners yet saying, oh, you know, you were right. I saved my business when I learned that my time was better spent helping those who wanted my type of health. When I stopped letting the newest study run my presentations and shifted to answering such questions with an explanation of how the cell works and relate the need for or against the particular conclusion of the study, my confidence killer was turned around. Again, this is when I saw a shift in my business. You see, this turns me from being a crusade to explain why something was wrong or someone was wrong to focusing on why something is or is not right for the client's body. How good fat is key in cellular health. Cells use fat. Cells use each of the macronutrients for different functions. This is how they use the micronutrients. When we know these functions, we can figure out what the client is incorporating and not. We can discover what negative effects from the missing essentials are eliminated after incorporating them. We do not need a study of a group of persons who may have no commonality with the client in front of us. Studies on statins, aspirin, low-fat, high-carb, margarine, smoking, meat studies can take you round and round, and I work extremely hard on helping clients stay out of the inflammatory response by understanding if they are first providing their body with the cellular essentials, then we can look at the study after that and bolster what did not resolve once the body has the essentials it needs. This is where I focus my attention. This is a goal I would suggest you aim for. For you, now, just starting out, I told you I have the perfect resource. You can pull from this resource to help you address the newest study says. You can use this until you feel more comfortable with cellular essentials. And you'll slowly, I guarantee you, verge into a different way of explaining why you don't deal with newest studies. But right now, when you are questioned by your client, you can invite the client to bring in the study they have a question about. Use the resource that I'm providing you with to help you understand how to read it together with your client. Then together, you can take a moment to walk through the verbiage of the study to unwind, maybe a less inflammatory, less fear-based view, just like we did with the supplements. You can also offer an explanation as to why your focus is not the newest study and offer the point of view of Professor Doug Altman, who spent 20 years of his career analyzing medical studies. I recently refound his name and reference to his opinion in the same resource I'm providing you. I'm so thrilled about this resource. Here's his quote. Professor Doug Altman, one of the world's leading experts in health research methodology, statistics, and reporting. His career included 20 years as editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over the past 2 decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. If he does not have the confidence in the new study, why ever would I? Let's wrap up this confidence killer. How do you address the newest study says head on? Have a few resources handy to do the work for you. Use the statistics quote. Use Dr. Altman's opinion quote. Show opposite reports on the topic that interest you. Take the time to put a few of these items together in a folder, in a document on your computer so that you can immediately refer to them. This way, the resources will do the work of explaining your reasoning behind focusing on the client, not the newest study says. This takes you out of the combative outlier zone. And because they are your focus, explain that you avoid reducing your suggestions to headlines, that you are not convinced you can trust these headlines, and that you spend your time focused on how the body works and making sure they have the essentials to do that. So let's just can a response so you have one to walk away with, an example. So regardless of where you are, if you feel that you're placed on the spot, that you can use. And then we'll move quickly on so we can make it through confidence killer number one. We're so over time. All right. So use a version of the following quote in any situation. This way, regardless of your present venue, be it a speech or a luncheon or a teaching class, even one-on-one, you will not be derailed. You won't feel unprepared for not knowing every study and will have the confidence at any time to address others without conflict and can continue getting your message out. Here's the quote. I'm asked about newest study says often and have a few wonderful resources that I'm happy to share with you. And then just end it off with telling them, how do you like them to do that? Do you want them to come up to you after the presentation? Do you want to send them an email? Do you want to post a link for them on Facebook and they can go find it there? Choose whatever will work for you. This little statement will work for you. You just need to make your decision beforehand and, you know, practice it a couple times so it'll roll off your tongue as to how they can reach you to further expand on the newest study says. Here's the next tip. If I'm presenting or even seeing clients that I know the newest headline of the week will provide questions, I take a few minutes, read the original study, and put it through a few questions. I'll just prep by spending a few minutes thinking the info through in a way that makes sense on a cellular level. Also, I review specifics like, does the study show direct cause, association, is it logical, does the study match the headline, and how many studies draw the exact opposite point of view. The resource will help you do this online on multiple popular bad scientific topics that are relevant to your client's cellular health. So remember, the example, hot headlines of recent supplements send 23,000 to the ER each year. I can anticipate being asked the following question. So Mo, I understand that from your presentation, you believe it's important to understand the bio-individual's present state, you know, the identify here you talk about, and that the body needs to fill in the gaps of the missing essentials once you decipher with a client which one of these are missing. That's your finding your client's point A. And to do that, you often suggest the use of supplements to support them as they begin their path to their point B, their bio-individual outcome. Even for children, because that's what we're talking about today at this presentation. But Mo, what about the recent findings that supplements are sent 23,000 to the ER each year? Now, because I anticipated that question, I actually brought those three studies that I showed you. They're non-combative, they're matter of fact. This study headline compared to the original conclusion seemed inflammatory and missing the study's point, the next study, and then how it created a fearful impression that supplements were bad, but yet at the CDC, you can also find that they're extremely important. And there's this next study that the CDC shows that it helps children. Many are deficient. And since today's focus is on ADHD, I believe understanding if the cell is receiving the proper nutrients for improved nervous system cellular function can be figured out for an individual when we incorporate the self-care. And that took care of it. They nodded their head. They understood. We're talking about individuals here. They understood that those studies really were irrelevant to what we were talking about that particular day. So there you go. That's a wrap. Gives you a couple ways for you to address the confidence killer number two head on. Again, I'm going to provide you with that phenomenal resource that I'm so excited about sharing. Understanding the three core concepts of wellness, the three cellular core concepts, and how to identify they're here and finding point A with clients is what will enable them to provide the bio-individual essentials for their bodies, their cells, which ultimately will be the key to attaining the wellness they work so hard on. That's ultimately how you're going to want to help your client. Know all the ways the cell and its organelles use the macronutrients and the micronutrients. So regardless of what the study may be proclaiming, you can explain how the cell works, how it uses the macronutrients, not only the complete proteins, but why they're important. What does the cell do with them? How is it affected by motion? How emotion works into the health on the cellular level? How tools to help protect the cells from negative impact from the physiological response emotions can conjure up. When you know the cellular basics, when you have the presentation materials to help you pass on the empowering facts, you help your clients see their way to living better, not because it's good for them, but because they now know how and why and have the motivation to engage in changes they felt were restrictive before in a whole new light. They become engaged in self-care, and there's nothing more powerful than that. And they'll have you to thank, not the newest study. You ready? If you're a Facebook user, please show your love by clicking the like, because it's what's keeping me around. And please take action today, improving the accessibility of yourself and others by sharing. The more of you that are out there, the more those who are looking for wellness can be helped. I look forward to how you put today's episode in action. Your likes and shares are the commerce that keeps me around, your emails too, so thank you. Until next time, where we uncover and eliminate confidence killer number one, be well.
You are needed, so don't wait to get more ducks in a row. Gather more information, more big systems in place. Head over to Build the Wellness Business You Want website for resources that will help you do all that along the way. Subscribe to Build the Wellness Business You Want posts and podcasts. Use today's Build the Wellness Business You Want episode information, putting it into action. Building the wellness business you want. That way, you'll be ready for the next episode. You already have what it takes. Now, take what you learned today and use it.